from you.
Another day for those of us who are around and alive to discuss the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about, the most information, and also I guess we would consider, I don't know if it's the most information, interesting information, whether it's the most information or not, I don't know how we could measure that, but important stories, yes, they are here, and we are here to discuss them with you. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, who will monitor your thoughts on our various and sundry the social media. You can find, whether it's Pinterest, or whether it is Twitter, or whether it's Facebook.com, Good Day Show is our handle, right, Kenny?
Yep.
Good Day Show.
All right. Across all the board, same. Everywhere.
Across the board. So the Justice Department seems to be the hot water item of the week. They have been, as you know, accused of seizing phone and computer records at CBS News, at Fox News, at AP, the Associated Press. So that seems to be where people are, more than in terms of the world of news talk, more than anybody else, is an Attorney General Holder, who is arguably the least popular and always has been. He's kind of a bumbling fool. Comes across as not very smart, and he seems to have underscored that this week, Kenny. Isn't that, I mean, there was a poll apparently taken. A lot of people don't think this is a big deal. And so whether it is or it isn't, he tried, what really underscored this is that he tried to have a private meeting with some in the news media to discuss this issue, and they all told him to stuff it. And that may be, that meant he wanted it off the record. Now, why would you think you were going to have a meeting with the people that ran most of the major news outlets and you're going to have it off the record? That shows you how naive he is. And that really is the underscore of a lot of people, from my take on this, the essence of the way this department has been run and the way most of the other departments in this administration have been run are kind of high-handed, if you will. I can get away with anything. After all, I'm Eric Holder, or I'm a Sebelius, I'm a secretary of this department or that department. And so the scandals get deeper because these people are so clueless. Am I reading this? I mean, I think that's what most people in the country, whether you're on their side or not on their side, here's another example. One of the scandals that hasn't been reported as much as it ought to have been, in my opinion, that the Health and Human Services Secretary asks for money from the hospital world that she regulates. And so you look at all of these things, and there are five or six other items that I've looked into that seem to be bona fide scandals. And it just sort of shows you that these people are just so either so ignorant or arrogant, that combination together. And Holder just always looks like the old proverbial deer in the headlights thing to me. I don't know his background as a lawyer. Wasn't he sort of in the same realm as Obama in terms of having been working on the public side?
I don't know a whole lot about his past, but he does have that absent-minded professor sort of,
yeah,
sort
aloof
of look to him.
Yeah,
those
people
aloof.
Never make good managers.
No.
Not a good manager, and that may be part of his problem. Anyway, I have I get a kick out of this. The lady who's doing the interview here with Tom Brokaw on this scandal is a woman named Crystal Ball.
You think that's her real name?
I'm trying to figure that out. So anyway, here is reporter Crystal Ball talking to Tom Brokaw about Herrick Holder and the poll that we were just making reference to a moment ago.
Attorney General Eric Holder has extended an olive branch of sorts to major media outlets in the wake of the AP leak scandal, and a number of them are not impressed. Holder invited Washington bureau chiefs from television and print to meet with him and discuss rules on warrants and subpoenas for reporters' records as part of leak investigations. The catch? The meetings with Holder must be off the record. The Associated Press, the New York Times, and others won't be attending. The AP claims it wants any meeting to be on the record, meaning they could publish stories about it after. Holder's offer comes as he faces continued scrutiny over the validity of this claim he made in testimony to the House Judiciary Committee earlier this month.
With regard to the potential prosecution of the press for the disclosure of material, that is not something that I've ever been involved in, heard of, or would think would be a wise policy.
Republican Congressman James Sensenbrenner has been one of Holder's harshest critics, both in that hearing and in the weeks following it. He appeared with Andrea Mitchell earlier this afternoon, demanding once again that the AG step down.
Either Holder did sign off on an allegation that Rosen violated the Espionage Act, or he didn't know that that was in the affidavit that was filed in the court, and he doesn't know what's going on in his own department. Either case, he ought to resign, and because he's lost the trust of Congress and he's lost the trust of the American people.
I want to talk about, to start with, the sort of public perception of this scandal. There's a new Quinnipiac poll showing that only 15% believe that the AP investigation is a pressing controversy, and they looked at that vis-a-vis the AP investigation, Benghazi, and the IRS targeting of conservative groups. Is this story more of a media fascination because it's about the media than a public interest story?
Well, because the public is not terribly interested doesn't make it unimportant, frankly, at this point. I do think that there are very important issues that are involved here on both sides, by the way. The government feels very strongly that it was a violation, probably, of the Espionage Secret Acts, that there was intel that they had developed in a very short-term basis that they didn't want the North Koreans to know about at a critical time. It got out. They went at the reporter and the source, in my judgment, in a ham-handed fashion. And then the explanations afterward took a very circuitous route between what the Attorney General had to say before the hearings, what he said publicly, what the White House is saying. I do believe that this meeting absolutely should be on the record. Mm-hmm. Let the sunshine in.
Of course.
Let's find out what the defense is, what the press institutions have to say. When it does happen to the President of Washington, especially, it does take on proportions in news coverage because it's about us.
Right.
And I've used the phrase before, we have glass jaws. And
yeah.
We swing away and then someone takes a swing at us and we go down with the first punch. This has got a case that's got more components to it. I recommend people read Walter Pincus in the Washington Post this week online, mm-hmm. looking at what the circumstances were for the Justice Department to move. And I would hope that we can get this resolved. I do think that this administration has held very tightly onto information that really ought to be in the public arena. Mm-hmm. And they're very difficult to deal with for working reporters on a daily basis to get what they want to out of the administration.
Yep, I think that probably summarizes pretty well. Most of what Brokaw has to say about things like this, I think, rings true. The ham-handed, I like that comment, and the fact the administration doesn't want to open up. There should be a lot of lawsuits, and that, of course, spends a lot of your money, and you hopefully look at it and see what, or you ask the question, what are they hiding? The Bush people were just as bad about this, by the way. And power begets power, and corruption begets corruption. And so that's what it's about. I think that he is a horror show. Eric Holder is a horror show. And that whole thing ought to be addressed in some way, shape, or form. Time, what is the old expression? Time will tell. 888-302-3684. Comments on Eric Holder or whether or not you think this is an important item may be appropriate here at 16 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yes. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo!
Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of four Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenient. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 6-1 installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopperway.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, a focus on Eric Holder here as we begin this hour. Here's radio host Bill Carroll talking to Phil Mattingly about Holder trying to have this off-the-record meeting.
There are increasing calls for this guy to resign his position, the Attorney General. He's trying to meet off the record with major media outlets. This has to do with members of the media being investigated and the question of whether reporters are committing a crime if a whistleblower comes to them and offers up a matter of national security. Have they committed a crime? And Eric Holder wants to meet with members of the media who are saying, oh, we don't want to have an off-the-record meeting with you. I think there might be one or two that will still do it. But this guy has taken on the media. He's gone to war with the media. Not a good idea. Especially since he's always had a media that was pretty friendly to his point of view on everything. How much trouble is Eric Holder in? Is this the conservative media making something out of nothing, or is there really a chance here that this guy's in trouble?
No, this is definitely full blown. I think you made a point, and I think that it remains accurate. One of the oldest adages, don't pick a fight with people that buy ink by the barrel. And unfortunately,
or have 24-hour news cycles to fill.
Precisely, yeah. And Twitter and all sorts of social media and. This is a dangerous game that he's playing right now, and I think their efforts, the Attorney General's efforts, the Justice Department's efforts right now to try and kind of assuage the anger within the media are backfiring. You mentioned the off-the-record meeting. About half the organizations they've invited have declined to attend unless it's on the record. This is the exact opposite of what President Obama announced last week, I think, when he said that there was going to be a review about these leak investigations and the guidelines that justify these investigations. And right now, look, to be honest, the folks I talk to pretty regularly, the Justice Department are reeling a little bit. They didn't expect this. They didn't expect media organizations to reject the off-the-record meeting. And they're trying to figure out a way to kind of calm people down while being able to continue their investigation.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Good week, are you? With a little luck, we'll make it through Friday, and you'll have another good weekend. This is the last day of May. I'm Doug Steffen. In this hour of the Good Day program, Ken Kessler and I are trying to find some of the important items that are being discussed on a lot of the news talk radio stations around the country. And Kenny follows up with the social media overview. So I'm wondering where we are. There have been a lot of interesting things going on this week. Kenny, would you like to summarize, as far as the scandals are concerned anyway, where we may be in focus?
Sure. Lots of comments about scandals and scandal fatigue. Rob says the reason we're feeling fatigued is because we know that no one is going to do anything about these scandals. No arrests, no impeachment, nothing.
That's a good point.
Bill says the scandals are still important. The press shouldn't let go until all of them are plainly explained. That's the role of the press when there is an overtly corrupt government.
And, by the way, this has been the charge, the corruption in the news media, and they're being lackeys for the current administration. You know, there's a lot of pressures brought to bear. What you don't realize is that access to the White House press room, for example, is based on how much you kiss up if you're at CBS or NBC or ABC or even Fox, and some of the, like the New York Times or Washington Post, organizations like that, then you get access because you can't not give these people a front row seat. But in general, the position and whether you're called on is always based on how much you kiss up, how much you cover and are positive about various members of the administration. And so unless you're really in a weak position, that is, you don't work, we work for some low-level local radio or television station, not likely to have access anyway, but once in a while those people get in. If you're not doing something that makes them look good, they don't call on you. And that's the pressure that's brought to bear, and that's how corrupt the system is. All right, so I thought you ought to have that information. Speaking of scandals, there is a more focused scandal brewing after the Boston bombing. Here's radio host Bud Hedinger talking about the FBI agent who shot and killed a suspect who had links to the Boston bombers, and how it turns out now the suspect didn't have any arm, and he wasn't armed at all.
So it was on May 22nd. We had an FBI agent in Orlando questioning Ibrahim Todashev about his relationship with one of the Boston Marathon bombing suspects. And they're conducting this long interview in a condo here in town. And the FBI agent wound up shooting him and killing him during the interview. He claimed that at one point, they had him apparently about ready to sign a confession to a connection to a triple murder that one of the Boston bombers has been implicated in from a couple of years ago. And only sitting there at the table, across the table from the FBI agent, as the story initially came down, and he's about to sign the confession, and all of a sudden, he lunges across the table at the agent, pushing the table into the agent, coming at him with a knife. Later reports said it was a samurai sword. And the agent, in self-defense, fired and killed Todashev. And that seemed to be the story. Now, law enforcement officials are telling the Washington Post and ABC News that Todashev was not armed when that confrontation happened. No one is denying that he lunged at the agent. You know, and if I'm an FBI agent and I'm interviewing a young Muslim suspected of terrorist connections, I got to tell you, I empty my gun on the guy.
All right, what do you think of that? 888-302-3684. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's another week and another round of travel scams. Here's what's happening and how you can protect yourself. With people thinking about summer travel, would-be scammers are looking for their next victims. And the Better Business Bureau has reports of mailings claiming that you've won two free round-trip airline tickets. They use fake airline names that sound like the real thing, with a legitimate-looking logo. Ever flown on United Airways? How about U.S. Airlines? Nope, neither have I. The letter will tell you to call an 800 number to redeem your prize. But once you get on the phone, guess what? Someone at the other end will want to deposit your personal information or will give you a high-pressure sales pitch. You need to look at the fine print closely and remember one important rule of thumb. Airlines are in the business of making money, not giving seats away. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, Year-In Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Three massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time is 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, monitoring some of your thoughts, ideas, studies, that sort of thing. What's happened this past week in conversation, driven by what's in the news often. And so the two scandals that seem to be on the top of the list, what Eric Holder is up to and what the IRS is up to. We talked about Eric Holder earlier on, but now we ought to spend a minute or two with an update on what's happening with the IRS. Here's the radio host Jack Riccardi talking to Congressman Henry, is it Cuellar? Is that how you pronounce his name, Kenny?
Cuellar.
Cuellar, okay. He's from Texas. And they discuss what the congressman thinks needs to be done to solve problems over the IRS.
You know, recent days we've learned that the IRS targeted for additional scrutiny the tax exemption applications of various conservative and constitutional groups. We have the Equal Protection Clause. This would seem to be a clear violation of that, wouldn't it?
Well, it certainly looks like from without getting all the information, but just on the surface on it, if they were targeting any of the Tea Party groups, whether one agrees or doesn't agree with the Tea Party groups, the IRS should not be used in any way to go after anybody, because the pendulum will swing. And what if the Republicans, you know, for the Democrats, what if the Republicans start using the IRS as a tool, as a weapon against the liberal groups? I don't think that would be something that we should use the any federal agency as a tool, no matter what the ideologies might be.
So would you agree that the real the best response to this is to curb the sort of discretionary power of the IRS rather than to just go after the middle management people who may have done this?
Well, again, I would agree that we still got to get all the facts. We're still in the process of gathering the facts. And, you know, I know the Oversight Committee and the other committees have been doing a good job at getting the facts. As you can see, it's not a Republican-only issue. Both Democrats are not happy. I'm one of those that, you know, I used to sit in the Oversight Committee. It's a very good committee to, you know, to gather facts and then take action at that time. We're still in the process, but just on the surface of it, if they were using unfair practices to screen 501 groups, then I think that would certainly be a problem itself there.
Could a possible remedy to this include changing the rules for 501c3s, either making it easier to get and more transparent, or simply eliminating those exemptions?
Well, you know, keep in mind the purpose of a 501c. The 501c is you know, has a specific purpose itself. When a 501c application comes in, you know, that should be provided the regular, what I call the, you know, the same type of treatment or scrutiny that any other groups would get from this determination unit at the IRS. If we see that there is a violation because they gave somebody extra scrutiny, then that would be a problem. What the remedy would be after we gather all the facts would certainly, you know, there's a lot of things that Congress could take and the remedies. You outlined some of the possible remedies, more transparency, you know, that making sure that you know, that there's some teeth if somebody decides to violate, you know, the rules by providing extra scrutiny to make sure that the regulators are regulated. I mean, there's a lot of remedies, but again, you know, let's see where the facts lead us to.
888-302-3684. All right, so enough on the scandals. I think there is, to a point, I don't know if listener fatigue or just in general fatigue because the news media has overdone it, Kenny. It doesn't mean, as Brokaw said a few minutes ago, that it isn't a big deal. It is a big deal, but we have sort of nanoseconds worth of attention here. And so many other things that happen, people lose sight. And you think sometimes, I'm saying I feel this way because I've been around this for a long time, that there is a purpose often for things that get thrown into the hopper for a discussion that does get you away from what the real issues are. And this is a real issue. Is it more important than some other things? Well, you make up your mind. Here's something that I find very compelling and very, it's not interesting, that's not the right word. It's important what Monsanto is up to lately. This may affect your life more directly than anything else, including these various scandals. After all, when you think about it, let's just take all these various scandals, the IRS, is that affecting you directly? Only if they go after you personally. Let's say that the IRS decided to figure out whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, and if the administration is run by Democrats, they go after all Republicans. Then that's a problem, and that would bring down the IRS, which might not be a bad idea. All right, Benghazi, how are you affected by that? Probably not at all. The journalists getting targeted from AP, CBS, Fox, that could have some implications on you and what you know. The EPA giving favorable attention to green groups, does that affect your life personally? Probably not very much. You see what I'm saying? So if we analyze these various scandals, whether or not the Obama Foundation got special treatment from the IRS, doesn't affect your life directly. And so when you get into things, the meat of stories like the following item, which focuses on genetically modified food, here the unapproved genetically modified wheat, which has shown up on a farm in Oregon, then people take note, it seems to me, because you start messing with a food supply like these people have, and residents of our country and anywhere in the world, frankly, where there are people who are conscious about what they're eating, are going to get pretty upset. Here's host Megan Lopez talking to Andy Stepanian from SparrowMedia.net about the wheat that has shown up on this farm in Oregon.
A federal probe has been launched to find out how a genetically modified strain of wheat began sprouting up in a local farm. Genetically modified wheat has never been approved by the Agriculture Department for use in the U.S. Monsanto tested version of its Roundup Ready wheat between 1998 and 2005, but retracted its application from the USDA's regulatory approval process. So imagine the Eastern Oregon farmer's surprise when he discovered that this wheat was growing on his farm. First of all, GMO wheat. Why was it never approved for use, and what is the significance of this discovery in the Oregon field?
Well, Monsanto has applied on several occasions for various products, various crops, to be genetically modified or prepared as Roundup Ready to run in conjunction with a system of herbicides that they also put out on market. Now, they did not do this with wheat because Canada turned around, I believe, in 2005 and said that the European Union, as well as Japan, would not allow for imports of wheat that could be contaminated with genetically modified organisms and therefore threaten the economic product that we're now producing to send to those countries. And so for that decision alone is why they no longer decided to approve these products for market. And it's kind of questionable that now, you know, over 7 years later, they're appearing in the wild on people's farms.
Now, as a result, you have spoken a little bit about this economic impact. As a result of this discovery, wheat futures dropped 0.5% today, and Japan has stopped wheat imports until the problem is investigated and dealt with. So it's hurting our economy. It's eroding international trust in our products. What does this say about the potential impacts that Monsanto and biotech businesses can have on the country?
Well, it's tremendous, and it kind of speaks to a larger hypocrisy in that certain lawmaking bodies will favor businesses that they're in line with or businesses that lobby them over the economic incentive and economic prosperity of our country. And so their constituency should be the American people. It shouldn't be an individual corporation based in St. Louis, Missouri, like Monsanto. And so Monsanto, along with many other organizations, have lobbied significantly throughout the years, members of Congress and also in local states to get legislation that behests their interests. So there was a spending bill recently this year that introduced a piece of legislation that would not require labeling of genetically modified foods because of the imposition we create for Monsanto. And that is something about fast-tracking their products to market. It's favoring the business when almost all of Americans would like to at least know where their food is coming from, where their food is sourced. And especially folks in Europe are particularly bothered by the idea of having these GMO products now mixed into the market.
All right. So who thinks that's an important story? I do. Kenny?
Yeah, I do.
I do.
It's hard to hear anything about it. Nobody's
getting into it.
Nobody's covering it. Yeah.
Monsanto has spent so much money advertising, they intimidate even the news media. The news media can go after politicians because there's not much money there. Their companies don't worry about the input that comes from the advertising dollars of somebody like Monsanto. You start digging around with them, and you don't think I actually do know the fellow who used to be the PR person for Monsanto, and he was very highly connected in the Clinton years to the Clinton White House. That's why he got his job, because he and others wanted to be. He got paid well, but Monsanto wants to be inside the highest levels of government so they can push their way around. This is an insidious, horrible company that everybody should know as much about as possible. I am disgusted. Even much I like Steve Forbes, and I read Forbes magazine all the time. A year or so ago, they were considered the Corporation of the Year, and I about lost my lunch when I saw that arrive in my mailbox. They are cretinous creeps. And what they are doing is trying to influence the world and control the food supply. It's very, very dangerous. In a moment, something else that you may consider dangerous. China gets involved in buying a food company here in America. We'll tell you that story in a moment on the countdown, on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. It's not the countdown, it's the Good Day program.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Former President Bill Clinton wrote his book, Giving, as an inspiring look at how each of us can change the world. We spoke with him about his own experiences and those of other givers, which represent a global rush of non-governmental, non-profit humanitarian activity.
I met Bono and The Edge and the other guys in U2 in Chicago in 1992. I was campaigning for president. We were staying in the same hotel. We had a chance to meet. When I went to Ireland, Bono supported what I was doing in the Irish peace process. So I was there in December of 95, and we had 100,000 people on the street in Dublin. And Bono and The Edge came, and he gave me an autographed, a signed copy of poems by William Butler Yeats, the great, most of us think, the greatest Irish poet. In my second term, we worked very hard on debt relief for the poorest countries. Bono came in and actually personally persuaded Jesse Helms, the very conservative Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to support our initiative for debt relief for poor countries. And we helped millions and millions of people through this to get jobs, to go to school, to get health care. Then after I left office, he continued to work on AIDS, and I stood up my AIDS project around the world, so we worked on that together. And we've just been very good friends. I just came back from Dublin, actually, where I stayed in a hotel that he owns part of, and I had dinner with Bono, The Edge, Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones, and the Nobel Prize-winning poet, Seamus Heaney. It was fascinating talking to them.
That's former President Bill Clinton on his book, Giving. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus now on a Chinese company trying to buy Smithfield Foods. Here are hosts Jack Harris, Todd Webb, and Corey Dillon talking to a reporter about this.
There's word out there that the Chinese are trying to buy up a lot of U.S. properties. We know that. But now a U.S. meat company. First of all, I think of the drywall problems, the tainted, everything we've gotten there. And I'm thinking now we're going to have them manufacturing our meat. There might be some concern. Am I right?
Yeah, I think if they ended up manufacturing our meat, that would be concerned. But the CEO of Smithfield yesterday, which is the company that's being bought, went to great lengths and was at great pains to say that absolutely not. This is not about U.S. consumers buying pork from China. This is about Chinese consumers buying pork from the United States. And when you talk about the food safety scares, they are absolutely real. They are epidemic in China. They're hugely problematic. That is exactly why this company wants to buy a U.S. producer of pork, because they're not buying pork. They're buying know-how. And it's not just technological know-how. It's governance. It's, you know, food supply management. All these things that the Chinese are not very good at this point, and they know it. And so that's why they're doing this deal.
So it's going to lift China's ability to produce better food. What is it going to do for America?
Well, it's probably, it could raise pork prices in the United States, because it may mean, you know, we've had actually a glut of pork in the United States. So hog farming has not been as profitable as it was for a long time. So you're going to get a much larger buyer. They were already buying a lot of pork from us. Now it will just increase. So we may see higher pork prices. In theory, though, I mean, if you're worried about food safety, if everything they say is true, then we shouldn't be worried at all. And they would have to meet certain standards if they were going to import anything into the United States anyways from China. Yeah. They'd have to go through the FDA, et cetera.
I love listening to some of these naive fools that are supposedly reporters. She talks about manufacturing meat. That kind of gives you a clue as to how clueless she is. So what credibility does she have at all? None, I think, in that report.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Hey, Kenny, this one's one for the books, I think, this week. It'll be very interesting to see if anybody wakes up and follows a thread that's been placed in the Huffington Post this week. There's an article that gives new life to the Media Action Center's attempt to stifle the success of political talk radio, put pressure on radio stations to get these shows off the air via government mandate. The Media Action Center is circulating a petition called Tell the FCC Talk Radio is Not Bona Fide News, hoping to get in the ear of Tom Wheeler, who is the president's nominee for the new FCC chairmanship. So if you don't understand what I'm talking about or what I'm saying, let me repeat the suggestion here for the Maronis who think or who are trying to tell you or others that aren't listeners of this format that it's all about news, supposed to be bona fide news. For God's sakes, the news isn't bona fide news. Not even that's a legitimate focus, but who are these people? The Media Action Center, what group are they? Is this another Media Matters that are trying to stifle freedom of speech? We've already gone a long way down that road already, and most of you are asleep when it comes to that, because the people who are doing these radio programs are asleep to it. So kudos to the Huffington Post, the only place, and that's often the case, as used to be the case with the Drudge Report. Drudge Report used to have stories that you couldn't find anywhere else. And then the light of day is kind of like rats who are under a box. They don't like it when you take the box away and the light of day shines on, they go run away. So the rats in some of these 501, this is another 501c3, C4 political action group that are trying to kill Tehran. I'll bet you there are most of the folks who are doing this for a living are not aware of this at all. Most of the people who are doing radio programs on a lot of the stations that my program is carried on are not aware of what's going on. So the FYI here is this is a bad group. They are trying to do bad things in the name of controlling what you hear. And this is back again to the whole business about the scandals with the journalists. These people will stop at nothing to shut down the discourse that is negative about them. They'll stop at nothing. And they keep pushing and pushing and pushing. You got a bunch of real bad actors who are in the administration, and these bad actors in the 501c4. Why should the Media Action Center have 501c4 nonprofit status? Same question. I mean, you can ask. They're all asking a question about the political PACs that are raising money, and I think not a bad question, frankly. But it goes back to the Supreme Court decision, not to whether or not the IRS is supposed to be targeting these people. I think that most people, when it comes to this sort of thing, are completely asleep. They're so busy watching these stupid shows on television all of the stuff that's on the 500 different channels. What's that song, Bruce Springsteen, that we play? 57 channels.
57 channels.
And nothing is on. Now, everybody's being lulled to sleep between this sort of thing and the way that we've become so addicted to the various technologies that are around that people are so focused. They're like zombies. And I think this is, I don't know how we asked this question, are you aware of, or something like that. You can figure it out, Kenny, if you want to, and post that. How many of you, and whether it goes viral or not, I don't know how much of our stuff goes viral, but anybody who listens to this program and knows how strongly I feel about these freedoms that are being eroded all the time, ever since the Patriot Act, and I hold George Bush completely responsible for this, and then it's been these folks that have come along after him have been happy to do the same sort of thing. Your freedoms are being eroded every single day, and the door was opened by the Patriot Act, which was passed without one person in Congress ever reading one word of the bill. Oh, the Patriot Act. There it is. We're going to fix all these guys. We're going to go get them. And in the meantime, there are cameras on every corner watching everything that you do. People are monitoring every phone call that you make. This has become, this country's becoming like a cell block. Not the freedoms that I enjoyed as a kid, nor did you, and even growing up. And here's another example of them, these groups trying to shut down what is Vox Populi. What is, you know, how you take the top off the bottle and let the pressure out. That's what these conversations are about, and they want to stop it. So food for thought for you. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.